local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we say welcome into a Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it and don't at all take it for granted. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Appreciate your interaction, feedback, opinions, and anything else you want to tell us about. We love to read and interact with you. And read some of them on the air as well. Again, that's 850-437-1620. Traffic line this afternoon is the same as it was yesterday, 850-2626-111. Getting started here on a busy Tuesday, the Senate today holding a key vote on advancing the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
I ask my colleagues to join together to pass the supplemental today as expeditiously as possible. Send our friends abroad the aid they have long been waiting for. Let us not delay this. Let us not prolong this. Let us not keep our friends around the world waiting.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer there. The package includes $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel and humanitarian relief in Gaza, $8 billion for Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. It also includes legislation to force TikTok's Chinese-based parent company ByteDance to sell the social media platform or be banned in the U.S. NYPD is looking into reports today. Outside groups are funding the anti-Israel protests at universities in the city. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations says he suspects professional agitators are behind the protests centered on the Israel-Hamas war. He notes the student encampments at Columbia and NYU are all using the same color tents. New York City Mayor Eric Adams agrees and says his administration believes the outside agitators are fueling the unrest. And also, the judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial is reserving decision on whether or not Trump violated a gag order. A hearing to determine if Trump violated the gag order was held this morning before testimony in the trial resumed. During the hearing, Trump's attorney argued that he did not willfully violate the gag order. After arguing Trump is being very careful to comply, the judge told the lawyer he's losing all credibility with this court. That's a look at our top three stories on this Tuesday. Local headlines coming up here in just a moment. Checking in with Austin for the first time this afternoon. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing good. In reading those top three stories, one thing kind of struck my fancy, the idea of professional agitators.
Right.
Where and when, how do
what's the selection
I apply
process?
For yeah. a job as a professional agitator? What organization would that be, just through Indeed or however that happens?
LinkedIn.
It reminds me of, you know, like the Bond movies where there's always like the villain ring, you know, the organized organization that has all these people that work for the main villain. And I've always wondered like how they got those jobs and like how, you know, what are the benefits like and what's the sick leave policy and just all the things there.
Do their
wives know? Do the kids know where they work?
Sometimes they don't. You know, it's like being in the mafia or like whatever. You know,
I'm just
like,
curious. You
know, I work in waste.
If I wanted to be a professional agitator, I mean, I feel like I do a good enough job with that right here, sitting across from you.
You're not horrible at it,
but you know, where would I go about finding a job like that? Not that I would want one. I'm just curious. But
well, I can't tell you where to find that, but I can tell you where to find one heck of a kindergarten program. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy. Now enrolling 4 and 5-year-olds for kindergarten. You can register now and enroll at PCA.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Let's see, looking here at the roads for the first time this afternoon. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, you may experience some typical evening traffic there, but nothing too severe. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We do have some pretty severe backups if you are traveling northbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway passing the the high school, middle school, you know, that area there, and traveling towards Three Mile Bridge. We've just got some backups in that area. Let's see. Also on the parkway, if you're traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point, there are some backups developing there. And the same can be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. The last main two spots at this time are Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and Woodbine Road if you are traveling northbound towards the Publix at Five Points.
All right, very good. We got Joe Neubauer in the house today.
A beautiful weather forecast takes us through the remainder of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the upper 70s to lower 80s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Low temperatures will gradually warm up, not quite as cold the next couple of mornings. We'll be in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well, a little bit humid. No major chances for rain, a few passing clouds by the end of the work week, but it looks like we're dry even through next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate it. Looking at some of our local headlines on this afternoon, Mayor D.C. Reeves says something's got to give when it comes to the long lines at Pensacola International Airport.
I typically am not much of a knee-jerk reaction. We have one bad day or one bad week at the security lines, and that we send letters or you know, overreact emotionally about something that is a hindrance to us and our economic development. But I think a year is long enough.
And that during his news conference today, Reeves says he sent a letter to Senator Rick Scott asking for help. Despite equipment upgrades recently being done at the TSA checkpoints, the problem remains the same, and that's that there's just not enough workers to handle the crowds. This comes as the city, of course, is trying to secure federal funding towards the building of a new terminal as well. Pensacola police are again notifying residents about online and phone scammers. Law enforcement agencies will never, ever, ever send an email or call you and ask for money via gift card, credit card, crypto, or any electronic funding like PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. Scammers will almost always use bullying tactics like saying the money is needed to settle a warrant, pay a bail bond, or parking ticket. And scammers are also able to show legitimate phone numbers on call ID that belong to agencies and will even use the names of actual police officers as well. PPD says one recent victim lost very close to $50,000, and they're taking reports almost daily from new victims. In Santa Rosa County, an investigation is continuing after an $850,000 vendor payment check was stolen by online fraudsters earlier this month. County officials say they're hoping to get most of the money back.
You know, it's something that'll play out over the next few months, but the board determined and voted yesterday that they want to go ahead and make this contractor whole, and then we'll work with law enforcement on the recovery.
And County Administrator Devan Cook says the county has filed an insurance claim, although he's not sure yet whether the lost funds will be covered or not. The vendor, Robertson Underground Utility, completed the work and deserved to be paid. Convicted murderer serving a life sentence in Century is accused of assaulting a correctional officer. Department of Corrections says 49-year-old Michael Harvis hit an officer in the face. Harvis is serving a life sentence on a murder conviction out of Hillsborough County and now facing additional charges related to that incident. 419, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national headlines next on Pensacola Right Now.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. Mmm. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store. Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked a lot about this case out of Oregon the Supreme Court heard yesterday dealing with an anti-camping by homeless people ordinance and the implications of whatever that ruling winds up to be for us here in Florida and certainly here in Pensacola. Also, some very entertaining comments, sad entertaining comments from the Escambia County Commissioners yesterday, Santa Rosa Administrator Devan Cook's final interview before he retires next week, and Chip Simmons, the sheriff, was here. All of these podcasts you can listen to at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here in News Radio 92.3, just quickly before traffic and weather. Not sure if you caught it in the Channel 3 A block or not, but yesterday, of course, we were talking about and having some fun with the story that PETA had reached out to the Floribama Lounge about their mullet toss this weekend. It's about $40,000 that they raised to go towards local organizations and to fight drug use and help out schools. So awesome event. It's been going on for 40 years. And long story short, Floribama says thanks, but no thanks.
Saw that coming.
Yes, I think we all did. But Floribama's Jennifer Parnell says that the fish that they use doesn't go to waste. They buy it local and then they donate it they buy it from Safe Harbor Seafood. And then also after the events, they will donate it to Alligator Alley to feed the gators because they love the fish too. So that's what happens there. And they're saying, yeah, we're good. We'll just keep doing what we're doing. And it's working well for them. So.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, while you may not appreciate the act of throwing the fish, if they're going to the gators anyway, I mean, there's a good chance they were going to end up in a gator's mouth at some point if they were just in the wild tending to themselves. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty good solution. Let's see. Almost 425 here on the dot. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here, wasn't anything too severe in our first traffic update. That appears to still be the case now, though we do have some issues. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, we've got some problems there, but that's, you know, pretty par for the course at this time. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 297A, basically when you're approaching the fork in the road where it splits into South Highway 97, we do have some backups in that area, as we have had kind of on and off for the past week or two. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still going to give you some very minor congestion. And Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling northbound, passing the high school, middle school, so on and so forth, approaching 3 Mile Bridge. We've got some pretty heavy backups there. Could be due to some construction that we typically see in that area, but no confirmation on that. Also on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound, this is towards Oriole Beach, and then a little bit more as you approach Tiger Point. We've got some problems in that area there. And Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound from coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, we've got a lot of backups there. And then it's going to be over in the Pace Milton areas. If you are traveling northbound on Woodbine Road towards the Publix at Five Points, we've got some backups in that area. And the same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Beautiful and calm weather continues through the remainder of the work week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday keep high temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Low temperatures warm up gradually. We'll be in the 60s each and every morning to finish things out. Rain chance-wise, we'll be dry too. Mostly sunny skies for the remainder of the week. Only thing I have to mention is rip current risk coming up. Could see some rougher surf Friday and through this upcoming weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
Well, President Biden in Tampa had a campaign rally and used that as a backdrop to talk about abortion rights, attacking the six-week ban allowed to take effect next week.
Next week, one of the nation's most extreme anti-abortion laws will take effect here in Florida. It's criminalizing reproductive health care before women even know whether they're pregnant. I mean, this is bizarre.
And blaming former President Trump for the Dobbs decision, returning the issue to the states. Trump has said states should decide the abortion issue and hasn't backed calls for a national ban.
The Florida Policy Institute claims that California's tax system is much fairer than Florida's is. That's despite Florida not having an income tax. That's based on a new study that finds the bottom 40% of income earners pay a higher tax rate than California.
Sales taxes are regressive. According to revenue projections for the current fiscal year, sales taxes account for nearly 80% of all general revenue collected in our state.
They say policymakers can shift the tax burden by closing corporate tax loopholes. Also, the new Florida gaming compact, or gambling compact, rather. Or is it gaming? I mean, it covers gaming.
Yeah,
either or. The gaming compact with the Seminole tribe will raise revenue and potentially improve the livelihood of all Florida taxpayers.
Well, FSU is dealing with a temporary setback in the dispute with the ACC. A judge on Monday granted the ACC's motion to dismiss FSU's lawsuit, but is allowing the school to amend its complaint regarding the jurisdiction in which the case should be heard. The judge also urged FSU and the ACC to attempt good faith mediation to resolve their differences.
Yeah, good luck with that. Governor DeSantis has signed two bills on environmental issues. One supports expanding a program by FDOT that builds crossings that allow wildlife to get across highways and avoid car crashes.
This is evidence-based. When you have these crossings, it does reduce the number of vehicle collisions involving panthers and other endangered species.
Another bill renews the state's program to mitigate the effects of red tide and blue-green algae.
And in Pinellas County, the school board there is considering a new policy for cell phones in schools.
So I appreciate the process that you went through in order to do this, because cell phones, everybody has an opinion. Mm-hmm. And we were able to listen to everybody's opinion and come up with a policy that best suited their needs.
I know we talked about this in the past. It would allow elementary and middle school students to bring a phone to school, but it would have to be kept out of sight. High school students can bring their phones and can use them, but only during certain times and never in class. There's a public hearing on that issue June 11th. Again, that's in Pinellas County. Austin, don't know if you have any strong thoughts one way or the other, having most recently gone through the school system. Cell phones, do you have thoughts?
I mean, obviously, yeah, people can abuse it, like, and they can, in the process, neglect their academics or whatever, but nah, man, I'd want my phone in school. I always
did.
Well,
see, this is me. This is what I think. Number one, I do think it is a good idea to restrict in the classroom because you're not there to be on your phone. You're there to learn. The other thing that it certainly hinders is the interpersonal communication of looking people in the eye, because we've also done stories talking about, hey, people are bringing parents to job interviews, and employers are talking about just how awkward and unprepared these people that coming out of schools and colleges are in dealing with interpersonal interaction. Well, it's because of the iPhone and the Samsung and everything else.
News. I'm Tom Graham. Donald Trump's hush money trial continued today as prosecutors call for the former president to be held in contempt over social media comments he made about witnesses in the case.
While leaving court, Trump criticized the court's gag order, which the DA's office claims he's violated at least 10 times. Judge Juan Merchan reserved his decision on whether or not Trump did in fact violate the gag order. The DA's office is asking for a $1,000 fine per violation.
Fox's Nate Foy, the White House urging the Senate to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package and includes more funding for war-torn Ukraine. National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby speaking aboard Air Force One.
As the Senate passes it, we can get them the kinds of critical materials and weapons they need now.
The measure also includes funding for Israel and Taiwan. America is listening to Fox News.
Chesko with your money now. Stocks posted solid gains for the second straight session. The Dow Industrials added 263 points, the S&P 500 jumped 60, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped another 245, or 1.6%. Shares of Tesla are moving higher in extended trading, an 8% surge. The electric car maker's quarterly results disappointed, but investors are cheering the news that Elon Musk's company will accelerate the launch of new models and move forward with plans for a more affordable vehicle. Meanwhile, Mattel reported weaker than expected first quarter revenue, but the toy maker's loss was narrower than analysts were projecting. In addition, it's maintaining its full-year profit outlook, citing improvement in demand. Mattel shares are up a little less than 1% in late trading. U.S. oil prices rebounded sharply today, recovering from an early slump. June crude jumped $1.46, or 1.7%, to settle above $83 a barrel. That's your money now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Lakers blew a 20-point lead to the Nuggets. The Sixers are up 5 with 30 seconds left and lost to the Knicks. After their respective games, D'Angelo Russell, LeBron James, Nick Nurse, and Joel Embiid all complained about the officials. I get the refs aren't perfect, but how about we start the blame game with the players and coaches for the Sixers and Lakers, because their inability to close out games is the main reason why both squads are down 2-0. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story, because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Service, ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more about that at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here. There's been several spots of note so far this afternoon, but it's just been pretty run-of-the-mill stuff. We do have some backups developing at the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street. And on Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we got some backups developing there as well. Let's see. Still got some minor backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Highway 297A, traveling northbound where the fork in the road forms South Highway 97. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway, we were dealing with some problems there, traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, but that has seemingly cleared out. Still got some problems on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling northbound, passing the high school, middle school, elementary school, so on and so forth. And we have a bit more if you're traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area and approaching Tiger Point. Only a few more spots here. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And Woodbine Road, if you're traveling northbound towards the Publix at Five Points.
All right, thank you very much, Austin. Look at our forecasters, Joe Neubauer.
A beautiful weather forecast takes us through the remainder of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the upper 70s to lower 80s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Low temperatures will gradually warm up, not quite as cold the next couple of mornings. We'll be in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well, a little bit humid. No major chances for rain, a few passing clouds by the end of the work week, but it looks like we're dry even through next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here from WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. 4:39 at News Radio, taking a look at our national headlines. A search is underway now for a former police officer accused of killing his ex-wife and underage girlfriend in Washington State. It's Elias Huizar. He's accused of killing his ex, Amber Rodriguez, at the elementary school where she worked. And a second victim, identified as a 17-year-old that he had been dating and was found dead near the school. shortly after. He's also believed to have abducted his one-year-old son.
And the case of an Arizona teacher accused of killing a migrant on his property is being declared a mistrial. George Kelly was being charged in the shooting death of a Mexican man who was crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally in 2023. Kelly says he fired warning shots, but he did not hit the migrant. The 75-year-old claims he fired the shots to protect both his family and his property.
The Justice Department is reaching a nearly $140 million civil settlement with the victims of former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. It resolves claims the FBI mishandled the initial investigation. He's in prison for sexually abusing hundreds of athletes under his medical care, including members of the U.S. women's gymnastics team.
And a Minnesota state senator is being charged for allegedly breaking into her estranged stepmother's home to retrieve her deceased mother's ashes. Nicole Mitchell's arrest could impact the Democrats' one-seat majority in the Minnesota Senate, potentially hindering their legislative agenda. Mitchell, a former meteorologist and Air National Guard lieutenant colonel, was found in the basement wearing all black clothing and a hat.
Also, U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich's appeal against the extension of his pretrial detention in a Moscow espionage case is denied. A reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Gershkovich has been in detention now for over a year after being arrested. The charges have been rejected by him, his employer, and the U.S. government. 4:41 now at News Radio. Also, what's happening in the sports world tonight?
Well, we got good news or bad news, depending on whether or not you like sports, and that's that there's not a ton going on in the headlines, but what is going on tonight is nonetheless noteworthy. It's still postseason action for both the NBA and the NHL. Get used to that, because it's going to be that way for a while. In the playoffs on the NBA side of things, we got a TNT doubleheader. It's Suns at Timberwolves at 6:30, followed by Mavs at Clippers at 9. Also in the middle of those two, you got the Pacers at Bucks at 7:30 on NBA TV. As for the NHL, we got two doubleheaders, one on ESPN. It's Capitals at Rangers at 6 o'clock, followed by Avalanche at Jets at 8:30. And then the other doubleheader is going to be on ESPN2. That's the Lightning at Panthers at 6:30, followed by the Predators at Canucks at 9. Over on the MLB side of things, we got one game on TV tonight, Astros at Cubs at 6:40 on TBS. I believe I just saw a headline on ESPN earlier saying that the White Sox are 3-19, so it's good that we got a superior Chicago team playing tonight. Rays and Tigers at 5:50 and Marlins at Braves at 6:20. So while those games aren't televised, it's nonetheless some local representation there. Keep an eye on that. And then one headline coming out of women's basketball here, you guessed it, it's about Caitlin Clark. She is reportedly set to sign a deal with Nike that's worth $28 million. The deal spans 8 years and includes a signature shoe. It would be the richest sponsorship contract for a women's basketball player ever.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Health, business, and science notes today. An Australian court is ordering X, a.k.a. formerly Twitter, to block all users from seeing violent footage of a Sydney church stabbing. Tammy Trujillo with more.
The video in question shows a 16-year-old suspect yelling in Arabic and referring to insults made against the prophet before stabbing members of the clergy last week. X had blocked the video for users with Australian IP addresses, but the court said that didn't go far enough, with one lawyer arguing the video would cause irreparable harm if it continues to circulate. Musk is pushing back on the order, saying it opens the door for any country to control the entire internet. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And also keeping with the X theme, it is launching a dedicated app for smart TVs as it continues pushing video. The app launched Tuesday, and it includes a trending video algorithm with topics powered by AI and cross-device compatibility, according to The Hollywood Reporter. And the X TV app won't have any ads at launch, but the company is leaving open the possibility.
The construction of the high-speed electric rail line between Vegas and Los Angeles is now underway. The route is projected to cut the travel time between the cities from about 3 to 4 hours to little more than two. The 218-mile rail line is expected to open to the public by 2028.
And new home sales surged in March despite high mortgage rates. Figures from the Commerce Department show sales of new single-family homes were at a seasonally adjusted rate of 693,000 units. That's an 8.8% jump above the February's revised annual rate. The average price of a new home sold last month was nearly $525,000.
Self-checkout lanes have fallen out of favor, and some big-name retailers are looking to shut them down. They say it's all about stopping shoplifters.
They're doing it in stores where they feel that they had higher shrink, so they're trying to see if it helps.
And some younger shoppers like the self-checkout. I guess I would be a younger shopper in this story because I
Same
do.
Here.
So removing them is a delicate balance. Walmart announced this month that they are phasing out the self-checkouts in St. Louis, and this comes after a decision by Dollar General, which is returning to regular checkouts at thousands of locations as well.
And Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. It's an opportunity for folks to safely dispose of their prescription drugs that are no longer needed. The goal is to keep prescription painkillers from being misused and to educate the public about prescription drug abuse. 4:45 here, we'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. When I say quick, I mean I will try my best to keep it quick. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10, we got some pretty hefty congestion going both ways there. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road is still going to cause you some issues, and the same can be said for the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street. That's especially if you're traveling westbound on Burgess. Let's see. Highway 297A, if you are traveling northbound where it splits to form South Highway 97, we've still got some backups there. They're basically going to have you backed up to Pinecone Drive, I believe it is. So we've still got some minor issues in that area there. Beyond that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling northbound past the high school. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound, approaching Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Wind Haven Beach, and then a bit more as you approach Highway 87. And then lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
A beautiful weather forecast takes us through the remainder of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the upper 70s to lower 80s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Low temperatures will gradually warm up. Not quite as cold the next couple of mornings. We'll be in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. A little bit humid. No major chances for rain. A few passing clouds by the end of the work week, but it looks like we're dry even through next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
And also, Wall Street closing higher today, thanks to some strong earning results. The Dow Jones Industrial went up 263 to 38,503. S&P 500 up nearly 60 points, and the NASDAQ was up 245. Taking a look at some pop culture notes, a pretty interesting one here. Finance Buzz wants to pay a Wookiee rookie $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars films in the Skywalker saga.
Okay.
They want somebody who has never seen a Star Wars movie or TV show before. Austin, have you seen Star Wars before?
Yes, so that's all I know. All I'm right. out. Yeah.
Well, listen, I had to ask because you haven't seen literally anything else.
Okay, don't start. You had to ask me like a Cool in the Gang song to name last night.
The Chosen One will give an outsider's perspective and will rate and evaluate the movies in the order they were released. So they will start with Episode 4. Since it's 25 hours and 7 minutes of movie watching, Finance Buzz is also adding $100 for snacks and streaming fees. You must be 18 to apply. Applications are being accepted until May the 4th, which is, of course, clever there.
Yes.
I am not going to go through the exercise of ranking all 9, but I would like to ask you and open up to the audience as well, if you had this job of ranking all this, the Star Wars movies, which one would be your number one? 850-437-1620. Austin, you got one on the top of your mind?
I mean, just no thought about it. Probably I'd say the first one, like A New Hope. That
New
was
Hope.
The first one, right?
Yeah, Episode 4. I would go with Empire Strikes Back, number 5. That would be
that's a good one.
My top one there. But you can weigh in. You know, I saw the 789 in the theaters, and pretty... I don't want to say forgettable, but it's just like I don't remember much about him. I mean, I remember Adam Driver's character and yeah. Ren, and of course Han Solo dying. Spoiler alert! But
you're supposed to say spoiler alert first, but go ahead.
Well, I figure after like 7 or 8 years, you know, you're probably okay on that.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't remember much about those 3 movies. So for me, it's hard to rank all 9 just because I would have to go back and do a rewatch. But yeah, for me, no question, Empire Strikes Back would be number 1. You can let us know which your favorite. What would you have number 1? Again, at 850-437-1620.
And an update after everyone piled onto Rock and Oprah for raising money for the Maui wildfires, their fundraiser ended up bringing in over $60 million, and officials say the bulk of it came from them. Initially, they pledged to donate $10 million, and a lot of people were critical that it wasn't enough given their massive wealth.
And also this week...
As I rolled up my sleeves, I said to myself, well, all right, well, all right.
A new Johnny Cash album is coming out more than two decades after his death. Universal wow. Music is issuing Songwriter, a collection of 11 previously unreleased demos Cash recorded back in 1993. All of them are self-written originals. So
very nice.
Yeah. We will take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and a recap of today's top headlines. If you've missed anything from earlier on in the show, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Pensacola Habitat for Humanity invites all executives and business leaders to join Executive Build 2024. Be a part of a unique construction build site experience while empowering your business and investing in our local community. This is your chance to show compassion and support within your community or organization. Roll up your sleeves with other Escambia and Santa Rosa County leaders for Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Executive Build on April 26th. Reserve your spot. See PensacolaHabitat.org/ExecBuild for more information.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see, several spots of note on the roads. Luckily, nothing too severe at this time, but nonetheless worth mentioning. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, trying to get onto I-10, we've got a lot of issues in that area there. If you are traveling northbound on Highway 297A, right where it splits to form South Highway 97, we've got some issues in that area that's going to back you up for a little bit as well. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling northbound, passing the high school, approaching Three Mile Bridge, or if you're traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, we've got problems in both of those spots there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still going to cause you some decent backups. And the same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, or Woodbine Road if you're traveling northbound towards the Publix and Five Points.
A beautiful weather forecast takes us through the remainder of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the upper 70s to lower 80s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Low temperatures will gradually warm up. Not quite as cold the next couple of mornings. We'll be in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. A little bit humid. No major chances for rain. A few passing clouds by the end of the work week, but it looks like we're dry even through next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Top three stories today. The Senate is holding a key vote today, advancing the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. $60 billion towards Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel and relief in Gaza, and $8 billion for Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. Also tying in the TikTok parent company ByteDance to sell the platform or for it to be banned in the U.S. Interesting one from New York, of course, with the now multi-day protest at universities in and around the city. NYPD looking into reports that professional agitators are behind these protests. And one official notes that student encampments at Columbia and NYU are all using the same color tents. So that's interesting. Also, the judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial is reserving decision on whether or not Trump violated a gag order as day two of the trial resumed today. But first, there was a hearing to determine if Trump had violated the gag order that was imposed on him by the judge. Let's look at our top three stories today. Austin, final check of the roads this hour. How are they looking?
Well, I already
did. You did do that,
yeah.
Didn't you?
I was about to say, man, we're really being diligent this last 10 minutes.
That's what we're about, man. We got the Crystal Award, so I'm just trying to build upon the success of community service around here.
Yeah, well, for what it's worth, what we did have
or
issues with on the roads.
Forgetful Neanderthal.
But we'll go with the first one, just for the sake of saving face here. But no, yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff going on the roads, but nothing too severe.
You did that like 30 seconds before I started talking, didn't you? I think I remember that now. All right, looking at some wacky stories here. A 40-year-old man in Colorado named Eugene Robertson was found guilty of multiple charges, including a pretty bizarre interaction at a Burger King in 2022. He'd gone through the drive-thru and offered to pay with a bag of drugs instead of money. The employee refused, so Eugene pulled out a gun. He didn't shoot. He drove off. Then he tried pulling a similar stunt at a 7-Eleven across the street. A witness later told police there was something off about Eugene. He was also talking about God, carrying a Bible with a purple cover as well. He did pull a gun on the 7-Eleven employee and fired this time. A witness pulled out a gun and fired back, and there was a brief gunfight. Thankfully, nobody was hit. After that, he shot into an apartment where a friend lived. In all, he's facing more than 400 years in prison for everything that happened that night.
Yeah, you know, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I like to see the good in people, but Eugene,
hard to see there.
Yeah,
he was holding a Bible. That's all we got.
Yeah, that is all we got, and with a purple cover too. No, there's being misunderstood, and then there's being that guy. Some good news here. A 35-year-old man in England just proposed to his girlfriend while running the London Marathon with a fridge strapped to his back. His name is Daniel Fairbrother. He proposed at the 25-mile mark and finished in under 6 hours. You might remember Dan from when cops stopped him during a training run a few months back because they thought he was a burglar. He did the fridge thing to raise money for diabetes research. He's been trying to break a world record for fastest marathon with an appliance strapped to your back, and it looks like he fell short of that this time, but a big congrats on the engagement. That's cool. Right when I saw the running with a fridge strapped to his back, I knew that we were talking about the same person because I remember covering it.
Yeah, my question is, like, how big is the fridge? Like, are we talking like a full-size 6-foot fridge, or are we talking like a mini fridge?
It's got to be a mini fridge. I mean, there's no way. I'll look him up, though.
Yeah, you let me know on that. Also, a pretty nuts footage from Minnesota. A 71-year-old guy crashed his SUV on I-94 last week. His driver's side doors were pinned shut by a guardrail, and his car caught fire, but random people rushed in and saved him. He couldn't pry the doors open, but someone managed to smash out his window. They were able to get him out just in time, and thankfully nobody was seriously hurt. Did we find out if the size of the fridge?
Yeah, it's a mini fridge.
But it's not like a mini.
No, it doesn't look too mini on his back. It's nonetheless
say about
looks like
what, 3 feet maybe?
Yeah,
two
probably.
And a half,
I
like
mean, I've got a mini fridge in my room that looks about the same size, and that thing is not light in the slightest. So, yeah, no, I mean, nonetheless, pretty friggin' tough. And as we said, you know, to start, congrats on his engagement, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Also, some good news here: the Bruce Beach Park that's going to be opening on Saturday to the public. Mayor Reeves held his news conference out there today. So very cool, high-end stuff, playground, $6.3 million, the price tag on phase one there. They were just waiting to get the Portland Loo public restroom installed, so they were able to get that done. So if you're looking for a family-friendly place to come out to, that would be a good spot on Saturday. Weather's going to be beautiful. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.